Michael Bartlett hikes through a dark forested area searching for ginseng, a root that grows natively in Indiana and 18 other states. It's believed to have medical benefits that make it valuable, especially in Southeast Asian markets. Bartlett began hunting for ginseng in southern Indiana when he was 12 years old.
It was a way to make an income as a kid. I've bought a lot of stuff through the years just digging ginseng.
Today, he works with Brent Duncan at Duncan's Botanical Products to buy ginseng from harvesters. He and Duncan also cultivate their own small crop.
This is a three-prong plant right here. They have to be at least three-prong and bearing seed to be able to dig. This plant has probably already shed its seed for the year.
He digs into the dirt and emphasizes it's important to treat the plants delicately.
You always clear your spot out around the plant. That way you can see which way this stem is running.
Bartlett joined Duncan's business in 2005. They buy different types of herbs native to Indiana, but American ginseng is one of their most valuable. Duncan says fewer people have come by in recent years to sell ginseng, and younger harvesters don't have the same knowledge as older generations.
It's disappointing to see the decline of it, the loss of harvesters, the people I've seen over the years that are just too old to go do it anymore.
The market also got off to a bumpy start last year because of COVID-19.
COVID hit, and it hurt all facets of the herbal industry, not just ginseng. A lot of people just didn't want to get out in public, and we're still reeling from that a little bit.
The DNR says last year the price started at $350 a pound and ended at $600. And that harvest for the state weighed in at 2,500 pounds, about 1,100 pounds less than 2 years ago. Laura Minz is the DNR ginseng coordinator. She's not worried that the crop is going extinct here. Minz says that Indiana's crop isn't as big as some Appalachian states, but is a good quality and consistent. She adds that the harvest and market were unsteady last year, but the demand is still there. Most of the harvest here goes to China.
I would say almost all of it, because most of our ginseng is wild, and that is a property that they look for.
Duncan says all the ginseng from his company is sold to Southeast Asia. He doesn't expect to buy as much ginseng from harvesters as in the past, but expects the market to be closer to normal next year. He says a pound of wild ginseng is going now for $550. And the DNR has harvesting rules to keep it from going extinct. That's why Duncan and Bartlett believe the crop is here to stay. The problem may be fewer harvesters.
And then we have some elderly people, too, that we learned they came in this year. This is our last year going.
Bartlett says dealers like him and Duncan are left with the task of teaching new harvesters how to follow DNR rules and the tricks for finding ginseng.
Really, no one knows anything about what the laws are on it. So when they come in, we have to teach them, you know, no, you can't dig on state property. You can't dig on forestry property, federal property. So, and then you have to teach them how to properly dig it without cutting it, how to plant the seed back.
Bartlett says a big part of the excitement in harvesting is not knowing what you'll find underneath the ground.
Looks like this plant is going to be a bigger one. And that's what gets you excited.
Bartlett and Duncan say anyone interested in harvesting should find dark woods where they have written permission to forage. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.